We've just heard from children's writer Lois Lowry, who's been at her craft perhaps longer than my two guests, perhaps not, Sarah Conover and Claire Rudolph Murphy. But the three of you do have in common your chosen audience of young people. And the two of you will be at Auntie's Bookstore this Saturday, Sarah reading and Claire reading and doing a kids writing workshop. Each of you has a chosen field of interest. Sarah Conover, tell us about the focus of your writing and how you came to it.
My fascination is building bridges between cultures and people. And I think early on it struck me, how can we understand other cultures if we don't understand other people's religions? And it's also fascinating to me that we see things all over the world so very differently. One group has 1,000 gods. One group has one god. Another group has no god. How can they understand each other? And how do we bring that kind of understanding for children, as well as adults? I think it needs to start young. So the reading I'm giving this Saturday, I wanted to mostly focus on the stories of wisdom and laughter from Islamic lands, because I think, as is pretty obvious, that's an area that we need to build more bridges to. And when people hear funny stories, Islam, not usually what you hear in the media, but what a tradition of storytellers. What a wonderful tradition of storytellers. And the illustrator I'm working with, Billy Edge, is a cartoonist, and it's very fun to tell stories while he's drawing them, and so kids can envision them right there.
Claire Rudolph Murphy, you write about history. I remember hating history until I took my first history class in college. I thought I'd never take another U.S. history class. But now, right at this moment, there's a huge book on U.S. history on my bedside table that I'm dipping into on a nightly basis. What's your own history behind your interest in writing for kids and using this subject?
Nancy, I'd have to say that I was raised around books and was raised with a love of history. My dad was a journalist and an attorney, and my mom a librarian. We had a house of books, and we always talked a lot about history and politics. And I believe that it resonates for today. I mean, everything that's happening today in America, around the world, has happened during other periods of history, and we've been affected by it. I think the reason people and kids don't think history matters is because it's not told through the narrative of real people. And that's been my passion, is to tell these stories through the children and women of the gold rush in Alaska, or the kids on Alcatraz Island, or the suffrage fight. A lot of young women were involved in that, not just older women, to win the vote for women. And it matters. It matters today who's voting and why we vote. And this is my passion. And I believe that writing and great writing is for any age, and that we're all, like you just said, we're interested in history. I keep reading history. I want to make kids care about it, too. And my writing always comes from some passion in my life. Right now, I'm also working on an environmental book. So my husband and I built a greenhouse about 3 years ago, and I was empowered to say, well, what can we do? Instead of saying and feeling so hopeless about today, I think it's important to look at the things that have worked and are working and will work if we all step up and do it. And that is often young people in history, too.
Sarah, are you working on a book right now?
Yeah. I'm actually, when Claire was talking about making history personal through narrative, made me think of the book I'm working on now, which is a history of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, but really in a way that makes him very human and not so distant or abstract, and makes it so that people feel like he was a human being that lived in a time and place and went and collected water and was a shepherd and all the things that he did.
And what about you?
Well, I'm working on that environmental book. I'm also working on a book on young people in history that have helped move the civil rights movement forward during the Brown versus the Board of Education and the labor movement and the women's suffrage movement. There were kids involved at each step, and I'm so impressed with their courage. I feel like even at my advanced age, I want to find what was that courage that they found to step up. It gives me hope. It gives me hope.
Some people might think that writing for kids is easier than writing for adults. You know, it's like feeding them. Just give them mac and cheese or spaghetti and they'll be happy. What do you have to say about that kind of thinking?
Oh, Nancy, writing is writing. It's great some days and it's a struggle others. And I guess we all in the children's writing field sometimes do feel like kind of the second class or the of it. And it's so not true. I mean, we have the honor of working with young readers who be, if you love to read as a kid, you'll read the rest of your life. I mean, that's what it's all about. If you learn to love to read, you'll do it the rest of your life because it's such a joy. So I feel an honor to do that. And I'm getting older, so I'm a little mellower about it, whereas people say, oh, I could knock off a picture book or, you know, what's a novel of 100 pages? You know, great writing is great writing at every level for every audience. And I guess that's what's great about Get Lit is it brings us all together. I teach in an MFA program back in Hamlin, a low residency for those writing for children and young adults, and it's an honor, and I got to meet Lois Lowry back there. She came and gave our commencement speech a couple years ago, so I'm delighted she's coming to Spokane. But what we talk about there and what we do, it relates to all writing. And so when people say, what should I do? I say, well, Get Lit's here. You don't have to go to New York to hear great writers, to get a sense of what's being published today. I've attended workshops here that I've learned a lot at. I've used in my teaching. I've also given workshop. I love the coming together of so many writers, poets, nonfiction, children's writers, you know, fantasy novelists. It's a tremendous asset to Spokane, and I'm very, very proud to be part of it. And I'm proud to say that I write for kids because we're all kids at heart.
I can't improve on that.
Well, have you experienced any kind of denigration of your work as a result or from writers for adults? You know, it seems to me that it would be more difficult to write for children than for adults because you have to keep some of the constraints of your audience in mind. Am I off the beam here?
I think all writing has a particular audience. You can't really write without picking your audience, so happens to be young people or if it happens to be an adult audience, you're still talking to an audience.
And you have to know it. You have to study that form. So I agree with Sarah. Is it more difficult? Is it less? Writing is hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. It's nuts. You know, I mean, if you could not do it, maybe you should choose not to do it. But those of it that love it, we can't not do it. But we owe it to ourselves and our audience, our readers, to really learn the forms. And if we're going to break the rules, we have to be intentional and know that. But what I did want to add is it's an honor to be sitting next to Sarah today because she's been one of my buddies on this journey. And what I want to say to writers is find a community. Get Lit's a great place to start there, but reach out now with online communities and programs. There's so many ways to find fellow writers that I need it. I couldn't, some can do it without, I need it. I need to walk and hike and ask Sarah how it's going. I need to send an email to a friend distance and share a manuscript. I need an agent. I need editors that care. We all need that. But I think it starts first, like in everything in life, with a personal support community. And that's, Spokane has a lot of opportunities for that, and I'm
and a lot of good
grateful.
Writers. Of course, that brings me to, you've emphasized what Get Lit does for writers, but the other part of the equation, of course, is the readers, and this is just a feast for readers with so many events and readings and opportunities and workshops. There's no time to list them all, but I will be specific about where people can see and hear the two of you. That's this Saturday. It's a doubleheader. Sarah's going to read at 10 along with Bill Edge, who's going to be doing illustrations.
Illustrating the stories of from Islamic countries.
Uh-huh. And Claire is leading a free kids writing workshop at 11. She'll be reading and doing that workshop. And then at 2 p.m., I guess Sarah will get a little bit of time for lunch. And then you can come back to Auntie's for a reading with Maureen McQuarrie, who's also a young adult novelist. Mm-hmm. So,
and may I add that I believe at 12:30 over at the River Point campus is a panel on writing for young people that Lois Lowry and Maureen McQuarrie are on and another writer. So there's a full day for just that. But I would like to invite people that want to just write from their own experience and turn it into fiction. That's what I'll be doing in my workshop. And I'd love writers of all ages, young and old.
Great. Get Lit runs from Tuesday the 10th through Sunday the 15th, including, as we've mentioned, readings, workshops, poetry slams, discussions, music, and lots of books. For more information on EWU's Get Lit events, and this is where I think you'll really get all of the information, just Google Get Lit EWU. Make sure you put EWU in it, and that'll get you to the right place at the right time. Thank you so much, Sarah Conover and
Thank
Claire Rudolph Murphy, for coming into the station. I look forward to seeing and hearing the two of you again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.